live, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free as we launch here in hour number three of the program, 800-259-9231. And, of course, join us again at freetalklive.com. Lots of fun stuff there, all totally free for you. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is on the house, so enjoy it. freetalklive.com. The show is about your calls, but if they are not on the line, then we have to fill the time with something. So we're going to get back into discussing this email that you left off with last hour, Mark. But for those just tuning in here at the top of this particular hour, can we sort of, I guess, surmise where we've come from so far? Or
Reading the email of a gentleman who had some critiques on the Free State Project.
And he said it's not going to work.
And I, you know, anything that's spoken out against Free State Project, blasphemy, I say. You know, I'm obviously a big supporter, as we all are on the show.
He says it's not going to work. I say it can't fail.
And I say that anytime you can get some critique about your organization, even if it's, you know, anytime you can get some critique, listen to it, analyze it, and, you know, see what you can get out of that critique. And so that's what we were going on about. And he basically says that it relies that the thing in New Hampshire, it won't work because it's based on participation. And he thinks the campaign for liberty is better. But isn't everything based on participation?
Yeah.
Now, it's a high level of
participation. As far as activism is concerned, yeah.
Anything. I mean, voting, everything is based on participation. It was difficult in Sarasota to get me to come to the libertarian meetings once a month at 7 o'clock at Bennigan's. I could have gotten, you know, I can get a Monte Cristo and listen to people yammer, and I still didn't do that. So, participation isn't easy, and the Free State Project is a high level of participation because one has to move to New Hampshire in order to participate. And I think he's right there, but you have a pool of people to draw on that's 6 billion. Basically, I guess they'd have to be able to have the opportunity, the chance to come to America and likely speak English. But, you know, there's a huge pool of people to draw from, so you'll get some level of participation. Obviously, we've gotten 8,600 people to sign up.
I'd like to point out the Free State Project is a movement that is encouraging as many liberty lovers as possible from around the country and around the world all to converge their activists themselves, move physically to New Hampshire and do activism there. Maybe they are already activists, bring their activism to New Hampshire. Maybe they're not yet activists. Come to New Hampshire and learn how to be an activist and get active here for liberty. And so far, over 600 people have actually are in state here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Hundreds of people have already moved in as early movers to the Free State Project. And I'd like to point out that that's all the Free State Project is. It doesn't organize activism in the state of New Hampshire. What it does is it gets people to come here. That's the purpose of the Free State Project, is to sort of evangelize the idea of concentrating activism in one place. So the fact that he's saying, well, it's, you know, it requires participation, yeah, thank goodness. We want people to be participatory. We want people to be here and be active and do things. And the fact that they have to move first in order to do so is a wonderful self-selection mechanism, in that the people who are just the talkers, the people that just want to show up at a, you know, Libertarian Party meeting or something like that and debate issues with one another, those people, they're not going to come to New Hampshire because it actually takes some level of effort and dedication and a little bit of money as well to be able to uproot oneself and move to a new location. So by virtue of the project's parameters,
yeah,
we are going to self-select, the project self-selects the best possible activists that it could possibly find for this movement. I think there's no way it can fail, in my opinion, and doesn't believe it can be successful.
It may never reach 20,000. May never reach 20,000. I don't know. I mean,
that was the original target.
That was the original target of people. But essentially now it's more focused on just move. There's enough people
here now
that we are having an effect on the government, and we are. There were 169 people who ran for state house that were endorsed by the NHLA, which is a Free State Project member-started group, as
I
understand
it. In the realm of politics, didn't you say that he cited the Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty and said there's like 40 candidates across the country?
Right, 40 candidates across the country, whereas the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance was running 169 endorsed candidates.
All in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire, and 153 of them made it through the primary, so they're going to be in the general. That's huge. I mean, yeah. Is that happening? Are there 153 pro-liberty libertarians running in your state? So that's one question you have to ask yourself, and that's on the political side, and I think that's one of the biggest victories, and it's an indication. On the non-cooperative side, which is sort of what you advocate, what would you say some of your biggest victories are, Ian, two or three?
Well, I mean, they're not my victories personally. It's some of the people that have gone out there and non-cooperated and engaged in civil disobedience, and I would say that David Ridley is a big winner. He went out recently. He's from RidleyReport.com, and he told one of the judges here in Keene, New Hampshire, that he was going to come in and bring a video camera into the courtroom, and he was going to pan that camera against the judge's orders. The judge had ordered that nobody was able to pan cameras in his courtroom, and Dave Ridley basically said, look, I'm coming in, and if you want to arrest me, that's your business. I'm going to pan the camera whether you arrest me or not. And it was that promise from Dave Ridley that got the judge to turn around his rules on the issue of panning cameras. Just one example of how one man being willing to be locked in a cage for a little while actually managed to change the system without having to go through a political process. And of course, there have been others, Nick Ryder, another activist, a New Hampshire native, actually. Nick Ryder had gotten a speeding ticket. He went in there, basically said, hey, I'm not paying this ticket. So, too bad. And the judge found him not guilty. So, there have been a few. I mean, that's just two examples in the recent last couple months.
Yeah, and one example that ties it together was one of the early cases of activism was Mike Fisher was a Free State Project member. He actually gave an illegal manicure. He gave a manicure for money without a license. And the
out in front of the cosmetology building or whatever for the state.
Right. And the government, I believe they cut in half. Like, you know, there was some movement. They didn't abolish licensing for barbers and cosmetologists, but they did cut the number of required hours in half, which was significant because it was like a thousand. It was a lot of hours. So they cut that in half. So that's one example of non-cooperation actually resulting in political change.
Right. It was a great example. The outlaw manicurist was a great example because he managed to get himself arrested. Isn't that correct?
He did.
He got arrested. You know, he did the whole process worked exactly the way you expect non-cooperation to work. And I thought that was a real victory and something to point to.
So these are people doing things.
Right. The more of those types that we get here, and they seem to be mostly congregating in my beautiful Keene, the more things that are going to happen, those people are going to be doing things. They're going to be, stirring the pot. I personally kind of like the political stuff a little bit more, less of a chance of getting thrown in a cold jail cell.
Even the political guys here in New Hampshire are busying themselves with a whole lot of projects
in the
off time.
It's happening.
They're not waiting every 2 years to run campaigns, and that's all they're doing. Whereas, you know, what are the Campaign for Liberty guys doing? They're running campaigns.
Some of them are, in fact, the Campaign for Liberty guys. I mean, some of them are involved in that, too, and that's all great and fine.
Are they doing anything besides running campaigns,
I don't know much of anything about the Campaign for Liberty. Speaking about the Campaign for Liberty would be doing a disservice to them.
Yeah.
But I would say the fact that I host a liberty-minded talk show 6 nights a week.
And no one's been calling
and
to
I don't
tell
know
us.
Much about them. My experience with the Ron Paul campaign was, it wasn't really great. I didn't feel like there was enough contact with the media. Here you have a very, very amicable show to the message, and
on this show, when somebody is when something's
not
going
Ron
on,
Paul, it was his campaign that I didn't.
Right. When something's going on in the liberty movement, then people usually call about it. I mean, a lot of people across the country and around the world are listening to this program, and they're tied into various different aspects of the liberty movement. And when something is happening, we usually hear about it. So when Ron Paul had his big Ron Paul convention thing that they had recently, and I think it was Minnesota, we heard about that. People were talking about it. People were talking about how they're going to it. You're mentioning that the Campaign for Liberty is running something like 40 candidates. Well, we've heard about that now. But what else are they doing? If they were doing something else worth talking about, wouldn't our listeners be talking about it? Wouldn't people be calling to say, hey, guys, have you heard that the Campaign for Liberty is doing blah, 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 blah? Well, you know, whatever that might be. What are they doing?
I love that they're running candidates. However, I would say that the Libertarian Party, on a national basis, probably is running more than 40 candidates. And look how much luck they've had since 1971. I'm not saying that that's not going to be that the campaign for liberty isn't going to be different. I don't know. I hope they're running it different, better, whatever. However, you know, I mean, maybe it's the same process all over again. That's why I like the Free State Project. To me, it seemed like it was going to work, and being here, it seems like it is working.
There's no doubt about it. There's an unprecedented level of activism going on here in New Hampshire. And if you're not paying attention, then you wouldn't know. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock, so it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
Fact, rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution, detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And those features include the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Send out an update today, as a matter of fact, announcing that we're doing another auction. You can bid on the second banner from the second banner on our website at freetalklive.com. You can win that banner for an entire month and advertise virtually anything there. So if you want to be in that contest, head over to auction.freetalklive.com and place your bid. I think last time it only went for like $40.
Really?
So the second banner has swung from as low as $40 to as high as $200.
$200, really?
Yeah, so you never know where it's going to end up, so it's all really up to you guys. So head over to auction.freetalklive.com, place your bid on the second banner on the website. And if you want to know about these things as they happen, get on the updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and you'll know first what's going on with Free Talk Live as we send the news out. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We've been kind of tearing into an email conversation you've been having over Facebook with somebody who was basically trashing on the Free State Project, saying that...
You're really overstating it. I don't think we're tearing into it, and I'm just kind of discussing some of the points. I think that critique, whenever you can get it, is a good thing to look at. You shouldn't just, you know, poo-poo right. everything that people say. You should look at what they say and try your very best to apply it to your life. And you know, and see if it has validity, and then, you know, toss it out if you don't think it does. But try to sit in the other person's shoes as much as you can.
Yes, and I see where you're coming from on that. And so basically, what he said though was that he didn't think the Free State Project could work because it has to involve people
and
being participatory.
Many times, you know, throughout the years, there's lots of libertarians out there who've said the same thing, and you know, they just don't like it. And
it's easy to be a liberty-oriented person and see so many different facets of the movement failing and failing and failing. You know, the different campaigns not coming through with more than a few percentage points of votes. To see and watch as the police state continues to be on the rise, as it seems as though more Americans are being ever more indoctrinated and more so effectively in the belief in the supremacy of the state and just wiping out individual rights and all the wonderful things that we would like to promote on this program and in the movement in general, and to just have all that be very, very depressing to you, to look at all that as a big picture and see, oh gosh, liberty's still on the decline, the police state is on the rise, totalitarianism is, you know, just around the corner. I mean, I could understand why they would say, oh my gosh, what are you talking about? Getting a bunch of activists together, this is hopeless. We just need to batten down the hatches and, you know, buy some gold and silver and try to keep our heads down.
Or whatever they say. I like it when people bring up other ideas out there that might, you know, be this glowing hope for liberty.
Yeah.
Because I like to look at those things. So far, the only thing that I've found that makes any sense to me is the Free State Project.
Well, it's because we're willing to admit we were wrong.
I believe in competition.
Yeah.
So, you know, great, do whatever you're going to do. However,
you know, there's a Free State Europe.
I think I don't believe in that kind of competition, simply because what's the point in diluting the amount of people that are willing
more
to move?
More competition's a good thing, right?
I understand. I just don't think that it doesn't
make
any sense
have
to be
pretty much flop.
Yeah, they can't hold a candle to the Free State.
Right.
Place,
and I would think that you would think that if people are willing to move, that they would be willing to move wherever. I'd be willing
they're
to
not.
I'm willing to move to Nepal, if that's where the Free State Project, if it makes sense that that's where it's going to work. And to me, it makes sense that it's going to work in New Hampshire. I'd be willing to move. So, you know, I would think that those people would be willing to move. Some people just don't like the New England, for God's sake.
Well, yeah. And we've asked several times on this program, and we'll continue to ask, because, like you say, Mark, we're interested in knowing if there's something better out there, if there's a better idea, if somebody's throwing around an alternative idea that's equally as good as the Free State Project.
But don't expect convincing us to be easy.
We've never come up with anything.
We're pretty thoroughly emotionally invested in it, and I would like to hear about other things, but you know, the chances are good. I understand how, you know, I mean, chances are good. I'm just not going to go for it because, well, I believe in this. But.
So I'd like to know more about this Campaign for Liberty. I know that our friend Will Buchanan over at the Walk for Liberty is a fan of the Campaign for Liberty. He sort of was into the Ron Paul campaign, and I think Ron Paul's campaign did some good things.
Oh, yeah.
I think it brought some new folks into the movement. I think that's a good thing.
I think it was probably the most effective libertarian campaign as far as spreading ideas that we've seen.
Right. I think that's true.
The libertarian movement started in the political sense.
You know, for his ideas to spread, people need to have some kind of foundation for liberty. They're either going to get that through people they know and care about, or they're going to get it through some other method. And one of those methods is working quite well. Is Free Talk Live, which is, you know, reaches hundreds of thousands of people a week, if not a half a million. I don't know how many exactly, but, you know, just from my experience in this business and knowing which stations we're on, I have an idea that that's probably about where we're at. But, you know, so Free Talk Live, not the Free State Project, you know, it's not the same thing, even though we support it. So amping or voting for Free Talk Live, not the same thing as voting and amping for the Free State Project.
No, it's definitely not.
So I don't know.
So I want to look at this Campaign for Liberty here, because this is what people are promoting. This is what the guy in the email was promoting, saying he thinks the Campaign for Liberty is the way to go. And if that's what you think, then great. But I'd like to know exactly what it is they're doing. I mean, I went over to their website, and maybe I'm just missing something. I went to the About the Campaign for Liberty page and was looking at it during the break, and I'm not going to read it here, but to summarize, it essentially says, you know, Americans are frustrated. Their political choices give them no real choice. We need to help them understand liberty. Campaign for Liberty was established to highlight the neglected but common sense principles we champion and reinsert them into the American political conversation. So how are they going to go about doing that? Well, they don't mention that on the About page. What they talk about is their belief system. They believe in the free market. They believe in von Mises and Hazlitt, you know, some of these great thinkers. We oppose the power-hungry state. We oppose the transfer of American sovereignty, blah, blah, blah. So they go on through this About page talking about their principles and talking about what they believe in general. And, you know, it sounds very nice. But what I'd like to know is, what are you doing? I mean, the guy mentioned that they're running some candidates. So apparently they're endorsing certain candidates that have met a certain level of qualification. And then if you go and you look at the front page of the website, it says, take action with the Campaign for Liberty. And they've got a little Slim Jim that they've made up. It's about, I guess it's about the bailout situation as far as who voted for it, who voted against it. So I guess the idea is to go and put these Slim Jims in newspapers and delivering them to households and stuff like that. There's some suggestions here on their blog as to what people can do. Write letters to the editor. There's some opinion pieces here. Let's see, they give people the opportunity to help end the income tax in Massachusetts. So I guess they're pointing to a few sort of in-the-system things that that people can do. But it doesn't really seem like the Campaign for Liberty itself is really doing much of anything besides maybe pointing some people in the directions of some of the political opportunities they might not have seen before. So I don't really know what makes the Campaign for Liberty that much more exciting than, say, the Libertarian Party, which does not excite me in the least. They've been taken over by some very unlibertarian interests, and I don't know. Am I missing something here? I'm looking on their website for something to get me excited as an activist. Like, why would I want to get involved in this?
Well, I think that, I don't know. I mean,
it's just because it's got Ron Paul's endorsement.
I felt like, yeah, that's what it is. And his name goes a long way right now. But, you know, I kind of felt like the Campaign for Liberty was like, we got to come up with something to spend these millions of dollars we got left over from the campaign. You know, and I don't know. It just... Yeah.
I might be missing something, which is why I'm asking you to dial in at 1-800-259-9231. Give me the clue. I mean, what is this Campaign for Liberty doing that's so revolutionary? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat.
and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Gee, honey, those new shoes look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white and that one's thick and yellow.
Here's my secret. Nonex Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the cause of nail discoloration.
So that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. You'll need to use it daily, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. When we go to the beach next summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Target, and other fine pharmacies and mass retailers. In the foot care section.
Take a stand for health. Life-Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Live, it's your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free. They include live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, all over there at listen.freetalklive.com. Enjoy them on us. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
I'd like to thank all of our listeners that have gone to privacyharbor.com and gotten accounts, and actually quite a few of them have started doing business with Privacy Harbor. I guess they have businesses and need more than just the free account that privacyharbor.com offers. But if you need if you want to have private email, go to privacyharbor.com. They have a one of these secure accounts, and you know it's free. So privacyharbor.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. So I've done more digging here. I'm trying to determine, you know, what it is that makes this campaign for liberty so worthwhile. Apparently some people are really excited about it. It's sort of the thing that Ron Paul set up on his way out the door from doing his presidential campaign. He said, hey, it's not over. We're going to do this campaign for liberty. And so their website is campaignforliberty.com. And I flipped to the next page on their blog, and they have a campaign for liberty update on what it is that they're doing. So according to this story here, they are apparently running radio, print, email, and phone calls into a number of districts and states. They provided great literature to help engage on this important issue, talking about the bailout. We promise to hold politicians accountable for their bailout vote, and we are keeping that promise. So they want donations so they can maximize their impact. And I guess they're running ads talking about who voted for what, I guess in the hopes of getting the incumbents out. Not sure how effective that's going to be, but there are some other things they're doing. They're looking to expand their staff from 10 to 13. Presumably that means they are paid, so they're paying these people. Researching and scouting office space to accommodate a larger staff. These are the things that political organizations do. They, you know, they upgrade offices and stuff like that, and they, you know, move in and hire new staff. Researching and scouting office space, also scouting locations on Capitol Hill for a Campaign for Liberty media studios where they'll be able to produce news features, interviews, educational materials, and eventually their own news broadcast. So they need a separate location for their media studio? I mean, mine's in my living room.
That's another thing about Free Talk Live. It doesn't gobble up contributions like so many liberty organizations do. Imagine the amount of money that it's going to require for them, these folks, to operate. They got to pay people
on Capitol Hill.
They got to pay people to do it and all that other stuff. People aren't going to do this stuff for free. Nick, what are you getting paid to do Free Talk Live?
Nothing.
Okay.
He does get the occasional mention, freemindstv.com. You should go and visit Nick and Toby. They are the co-hosts at Free Minds TV, and they're doing, I mean, what are you getting paid to do Free Minds TV? That's an even better question.
We're not. I mean, we get donations and things like that, but currently we're not really, we don't make money off the show.
I think Toby
break even.
Yeah, you guys are just now getting to the point of covering costs, which is great. That's a good point to be at, whereas you're not pouring money down a hole anymore.
Because for a long time it was, you know, spending money out of pocket to pay for things like DVDs to send to TV affiliates and things like that. So, and
right.
Radio equipment. So we're breaking even now.
But. Right, and you don't need your own specialized studio to do these things. You've got the cable access channel here where you do your television show from, and you've got our studio here, Free Talk Live, which you guys do your radio show on Sundays. You can listen to Free Minds Radio on Free Talk Live streaming. It's live from 3 to 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Sundays. Of course, you can get the podcast at freemindstv.com. But you guys come in here and use the Free Talk Live studio. Why would you want to spend your money to build your own alternative studio? I mean, eventually down the line, if you've got some extra money, you might want to do that. But at this point in your career, that's silly to do something like that.
The only reason for it would be probably vanity or for ego purposes, but it would be dumping money into it. So, yeah, I mean, you can get a very high rate of return on media outlets like Free Talk Live, Free Minds TV. There's a lot of media outlets here in the state of New Hampshire that Free State Project members and natives, I mean, I was here prior to Free State was moving in, just activists are getting involved in producing their own media at very low cost for the return they get.
Right. Nobody, the people that are producing Liberty Media here in New Hampshire, whether it be Free Talk Live or whether it be Free Minds TV or whether it be the New Hampshire Free Press, these people did not have to organize an office to go open up first before they could then begin doing their creation of their content. They just started putting it together with whatever basic equipment they happened to have at hand.
I will say, though, in defense of what the Campaign for Liberty sounds like they're trying to do with having a studio on Capitol Hill, clearly they're focused on the political aspect of things.
Yeah.
And they're probably thinking, well, if we want to have interviews with members of Congress, we probably want to make it look professional, so you might need to invest in some kind of a studio. I don't think you really need to put that much money into it, to be honest. And they probably figure they should be near the Capitol. That's the only logic I can think of behind it. But I don't know how long they're going to be able to sustain that. Where could they be spending the money in a more effective way? I think they probably could.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, well, 3,000. What does it cost to rent an office on Capitol Hill? I mean, you're talking about thousands a month, probably.
It depends on the square footage. You could be talking tens of thousands, depending on the square footage. I don't know. The thing is, we've talked about on the show a lot. Compare amplifying to the donations that people give. I gave hundreds of dollars, I can't tell you how many, to the Ron Paul campaign, and I love what I got out of the campaign. I love how many people were excited and what happened, but kind of there was those millions of dollars left over, and I didn't know what could be done with them, and I felt like I didn't like what was done with them as far as the Campaign for Liberty. I think there's been some good stuff.
They have to be spent somewhere. They're not going to be able to cut it.
They can't give it back.
They can't give it back. And
it had to go somewhere.
Right.
We got B.J. Lawson out of the deal, and I guess he's been doing good stuff.
Is that a candidate?
Yeah, we talked about him on the show.
He's running for Congress. He's probably the best shot that any congressional candidate has for the Campaign for Liberty.
It'd be great. Then we'd have two people who get ignored in Congress.
Yeah.
Let me continue here on their list of things they're doing. They're planning regional summits, what they're considering as mini rallies for the republics, that will be likely begin late spring, developing a speakers bureau that will organize lectures and conferences at universities around the country to give America's future leaders a chance to learn about sound money, natural rights, Austrian economics, and a variety of other disciplines. That sounds like a nice idea. Preparing the Rally for Republic DVDs for release, developing homeschool curriculum for homeschool families, continuing to make improvements to their website, getting involved in events for including the Conservative Leadership Conference, preparing a number of policy initiatives, developing a monthly donation program and full-time fundraising apparatus to ensure the long-term health and effectiveness of the organization. So it just sounds like another politically based organization looking to lobby for change in Washington,
yeah,
D.C.
But how many of your donation dollars go to support people who work there? When you look at the amplifier program for Free Talk Live, none of them go for that. They only go for advertising and promoting a show. Ian, you get paid on advertising.
When you bring
me
a check. Yeah.
Right, essentially. I get paid from advertising. The only thing that, you know, the only way that money is made on this show is through advertising. The AMP program doesn't do it, so your donation doesn't go to pay some guy's paycheck.
No, it doesn't.
And I want to point out, you can still be a member of the Campaign for Liberty in New Hampshire. I haven't made any contributions to it. I did make some contributions to the Ron Paul campaign, so I guess indirectly I may have. But I'm a member of the Campaign for Liberty, so by moving to the state of New Hampshire, some people, I get the impression that they feel like it's either or. I mean, you can move to New Hampshire and still be active in the Libertarian Party or the Campaign for Liberty or whatever you want to do. There's probably going to be some local activism that's going to seem a little bit more worthwhile than, you know, congressional races.
I think so. As far as your return on investment is concerned, even if you're doing politics in New Hampshire would be far more of a better investment of your time and your money, in my opinion, than anything at a national level.
Yeah, I mean, you could get yourself elected to the state house with conceivably, depending on how big the town you're in, is maybe 300 votes total that you get. I mean, it's not very difficult to get elected to state government here. If you want to get involved from that angle, get elected. I mean, that's probably your best shot of having
on the national level. You know, it looks like it's probably going to be a sweep for the Democrats this year. They're going to do really well. Likely, there's not any pro-freedom Ron Paul Democrats out there. I mean, you're going to the likelihood of beating an incumbent is. The incumbents win 90-something percent of the elections. You really have a tough row to hoe on the national level. You're much better off going door-to-door doing local stuff.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip! The logical companion of GLUR 5, GLUR 6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And the features there are totally free. And if you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, then head on over to become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and we were talking briefly about it a few moments ago, but it's a very simple concept. The idea is you send in $3 a month to the show. We take that money in and reinvest it into Free Talk Live, getting this show on more radio stations across the country and spreading the message of freedom and liberty as fast and as far and as wide as possible. And you get perks, too, to sweeten the deal. Head over there and you'll learn about them. They include access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum. You get special access to Classic Archive. You get the AMP-only version of the podcast. So head over and get all the details. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com, and SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. SACL does collections. They do early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL CAI knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. Again, that's SACL CAI. We've been talking about the Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty and just kind of analyzing it, looking into it, seeing what it is that makes it unique. What is it that is so special about this particular organization beyond the fact that Ron Paul has given it his seal of approval? And based on, from, you know, the scratching the surface that I've done here of their website, digging into their blog a little bit, seeing the things that they're talking about, the things they're suggesting, the things they're attempting to do with their organization, they seem like yet another another group that's looking to swing influence in Washington, D.C. Now, Nick, you are saying they do have different state groups, so they have subgroups of the Campaign for Liberty?
Yeah, there's if you go to the Campaign for Liberty website, there's a tab that says states, and they have organizations that are set up on the state level, and I think some meetups are organized on a local level. So at least that's good.
Yeah.
You have some decentralized approach to
it. You know,
it.
Maybe it may be true that the Campaign for Liberty will be more effective at spreading the ideas of liberty than the Libertarian Party ever was. I mean, certainly they're not.
It may be. God,
yeah.
I hope it is.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Believe me, I hope it is. Because everything up to this point, as far as I'm concerned, has been largely a failure.
Right, right. So, I mean,
not just the Libertarian Party, but everything that's been tried pro-liberty.
I hope that, you know,
maybe it just will never work. However, it seems like the Free State Project, to me, seems like the best chance.
Right. I hope that, you know, in another couple couple years, we'll hear from somebody or we'll hear all kinds of great news about what the Campaign for Liberty is out there doing, and, you know, that they're really growing and that they're getting out there and they're getting into the media and they're doing all this wonderful stuff. I hope to hear nothing but good things about them, but call me skeptical simply because they're focusing a lot, at least on national politics. They're focusing in on D.C. That's where the organization is spending its money. They're opening offices. They're expanding. They're trying to do media outreach. I wish them the best of luck. I don't think it's something that I would put my money behind, but I hope to be proven wrong. I hope that in a couple of years or however long it takes them to really get their gears turning, they can really show some results and say, hey, you know, it's a good thing this Campaign for Liberty was here because we got all this media coverage that never would have happened if we hadn't existed in the first place. And that's what they're saying they're trying to do, is they're trying to insert the ideas of liberty into, you know, the media and into colleges around the country. And if they're successful at that, then I think that's fantastic. But you got to be questioning. You got to be paying attention to what these folks are doing, because if all they're doing is buying new offices and planning to do a bunch of stuff that they never actually get around to doing or never actually ends up having a significant effect, take your money out and put it somewhere else. Put it here in New Hampshire, where the best activists are actually gathering together. Maybe you feel like you can't move to New Hampshire, but you've been hearing about some of the things that have been going on here through this radio program or through Free Minds TV, and you're excited about what's the activism that's happening here. Maybe you can tell that the things that are happening here are different than what's ever gone on in the history of the liberty movement, and you want to get behind it. Well, there are going to be various different ways for you to do that. You can get behind the political organizations like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. You can get behind, there's going to be a new civil disobedience support fund. You'll be able to get behind that too. So we're going to have ways for you to sort of invest in the activism here in New Hampshire, where I guarantee you, you will see a greater return on investment and you will see things happening here, because things are already happening here with very, very few movers, with just a couple hundred movers that have come here as part of the Free State Project. It's already happening and things are getting pretty exciting. So if you don't know what we're talking about, keep listening to the program and go to freekeen.com to take a look at some of the recent video footage from the Keene Freedom Festival. I've been asked to talk about this, and we hadn't discussed it yet this week, so figured insert a few comments as to what happened over the weekend. Nick, you were not able to make it out, unfortunately. Mark, you made it out, but you were too late to actually encounter the police when they came out to attempt to shut the Keene Freedom Fest down.
I'm glad. I don't need that kind of crap in my life.
Well, it was no crap. I mean, they were just trying to throw their weight around, but they were outnumbered.
I don't do well in that situation, Ian. You know, some cop being a jerk, it's going to go poorly.
You saying you're going to lose it?
No, I'm not going to lose it. I'm probably going to tell him something he doesn't want to hear.
I see. Well, anyway, so there were several liberty organizations from across New Hampshire gathered in Keene, which is where we do this radio program from, for the Fall Keene Freedom Festival. You can go to KeeneFreedomFest.com to see some of the blog posts about it and a little bit more about what happened. But essentially, people were having a good time. There were lots of booths, people socializing. There was a gambling table I was sitting at. I was playing some dice games with Jim Johnson, a husband
of
mine.
It's beautiful, Nick. He won like all the pennies that they were playing with in the gambling thing. So now I imagine he fancies himself lucky or skilled. And I'm hoping to set up a liberty oriented five card stud game here at on Sundays or something. And I can't wait.
I don't like playing card games because it actually requires skill to some extent. I like the dice because I can just roll the dice and
it's
not
all
have to
luck,
think.
My friend. It's all luck.
I don't know. I think there's some skill involved
there's
in playing
definitely
cards.
Definitely skill involved in cards.
Sure, but you have to be lucky to get the cards, right?
Luck is a big element, no doubt about it. But the dice game, it's all luck. There's no skill whatsoever there. There was some illegal gambling going on. There was some food being sold, which was, of course, none of this was operating with a permit. Nobody went to the government and asked permission to gather in what was a public area, railroad square. It's a public park.
It's a park. So everybody, likely most of the people that were there have paid for that, the maintenance of that place, in their taxes, right?
I know I've paid thousands of dollars in taxes, and I'm pretty sure some of it went to the Parks Department. So then, after about an hour, I would say, the police show up, three cops arrive, and one of them is the city prosecutor, dressed in a police uniform, because he is a cop. The prosecutor is also a cop, apparently.
Okay.
And he comes up. I'm sitting there at the gambling table. I'm just doing my thing, you know, rolling the dice, throwing some money in the pot, just gambling. And he comes up, and I forget what darn questions he was asking me, but I didn't really want to answer his questions. He gave me this complaint form, which is essentially them saying, you need to come to the courtroom and answer this complaint, which says, it's very difficult to read, but it basically says you are using Railroad Square without a permit. And apparently that's illegal.
So the part about this that's so strange is you didn't set up Freedom Fest this time.
I did not.
You have in the past, but you did not this time.
Right.
So they have given you a ticket for something you didn't do.
Well, they were claiming that I was a sponsor of the event, and they also gave one to Toby from your co-host on Free Minds TV, Nick. He got one of these things.
Yeah, we're definitely going to fight that because in the past we've made it clear since the last time it was done without a permit that we weren't sponsors.
Correct. However, the event is a decentralized sort of an event. There was a guy that was kind of organizing things, but he was not the guy that made the flyers. The person that made the flyers put Freekeen, which is a website that I am involved in, and they put Free Minds TV like kind of the headline sponsors. So it was like Free Minds TV and Freekeen brings you Keen Freedom Fest. And so essentially what these cops did was they went on the website, they found the flyer, and they said, aha, aha.
Evidence.
And, yes. And then they went to, you know, like Free Minds TV, and they saw Toby, and they, oh, we know who he is. And then they went to Freekeen, and they saw me. We know who he is. And so then they wrote up these little pink pieces of paper, came out to Freedom Fest, and said, now you've got to come to our court.
Well, I think that first off, I think you've been, you know, it's crappy investigation, and I don't think that will matter much. It seems likely to me that this is probably going to be a violation as opposed to some kind of jury anything. You probably won't get a jury.
If you plead not guilty, it goes to a jury trial.
That'll be awesome to get in front of a jury. However, Ian's going to say a bunch of things that'll likely get him thrown into a jail cell before he ever gets a chance to do that. But you know,
I'd like to see evidence of a complaining damaged party.
Other than this flyer, they have no evidence that you were in any way involved. So that's going to be somewhat damning, and I think you're going to have a difficult time sort of getting out of this, even though you didn't do it.
I don't know what to expect.
Did you approve the flyer?
I did
personally?
Not.
Because I know we did not, and we probably wouldn't have had we seen. we wouldn't have, because anything that says we are sponsoring it, we had been careful to avoid that in the past. But I know we're going to fight it in court, not taking the non-cooperative approach, but rather the we-didn't-do-it approach. So
you know,
we'll
good
see
example.
How it goes.
Yeah, we will, and we'll talk more about it here as it develops here on Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can go to freekeen.com to get the latest. I'll scan in the copy of the complaints. You can actually see it for yourself. And, of course, we'll continue to discuss this as it goes on. It has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And we're back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wake